You did not want another flood story today. You're already flooded with Greek and Hebrew and parsing and homework and paper writing and so on. But on a day like this, a flood story is in place. Most of us dreamed of water coming down in a few days, but it finally started pouring a little bit today. But I was looking for a rainbow. I didn't bring any object lessons. I thought there would be a rainbow I could see, and I could point and then make my case. Imagine there is a rainbow someplace. It is commonplace. A promise, a sign that things are going to be better. Better days are yet to come. There is light at the end of the tunnel. All bad things shall pass, and good things await us. I don't want to go into border stories, but there is this story back home in my country, India, that the whole land was hit with drought for a long, 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 long time. And the king and the nation thought that he needed water. So he prayed and prayed and prayed, and finally water came, to the extent that there was flooding for fear that water would consume the entire creation, nature, animals, humans, and so on. Their God gave him, this king, a special vision that he would grow his hair to that extent that the entire hair of this king would be able to contain the water that would come down from heaven, which they think it did. And that water was channeled into the Bay of Bengal, and we now call this, for thousands of years, the River Ganges. Water is good, isn't it? If you don't have enough, you die. If you have too much, you die too. Keep the balance. Behold, I will establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you, as many as come out of the ark. It is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. This is God's promise. This is God talking. He created the universe and he found everything good, as you know the story. We goofed and we made the mistake and curse began to occur in the world. And this was one way of God punishing unbelief, that he would flood the earth with water. But the remnant shall remain and shall be saved. And that's the Noah story. The remnant. And the promise goes from God to this household that never again shall he not only not destroy the human race, but the entire creation by means of a flood. Remember, New Testament people, by means of a flood, destruction is yet to come. Perhaps by other means. Water is destructive. The struggle for us humans, including us, is that we are stuck with the wonders of nature and the elements of nature, and we forget that there is someone who made all this. People lift up their eyes onto the hills, often forgetting that the one who made the hills is yonder and beyond, and he is in control. Will a flood do it? Will fire and brimstone do it? Will pestilence, famine, destruction of families, destruction of relationships, broken hearts do it? Obviously, no. We have heard wars and rumors of war. People still do not turn to the one who made all of us. This still is a covenant given to all people, demonstrated by the rainbow, not something fancy up there, scientific as it might be, but God's promise that he will never destroy his creation again by means of flood. This is a sign of the covenant, a sign that leads us to think yonder and beyond, that better things are yet to come. Water is destructive. Water also is creative. As you know, I don't have to tell you, by water, he cut a covenant with us, the believing ones, by the waters of baptism, that he would give new life to the people who trust in him, in his mercy, and in his promises. If by water he would destroy the sinful world, through water he would drown our old man, and through water he would put on to us a new man and make us all new creations. The rainbow on the clouds is a universal symbol that God would not destroy the whole universe by means of a flood. But the cross and the one who hung on it is a particular symbol that those who trust in him and those who receive the means of grace through baptism, those who are baptized into his death, though they die, though they are destroyed, they shall never die, because they have now begun a new life with him. The cross lifted high is a particular symbol. Rainbow lifted up high is probably a universal symbol. The cross lifted up high is a particular symbol that God graphically portrays for the whole world his grace that he lavished on us, all those who believe in the one who came to our world to save us as God's one and only Son. The rainbow shows up often. It comes with all its fanciness and beauty. It reminds us of God's providence and promises. But the cross was lifted up once and for all, to bring hope, to bring life, to bring direction, to bring us close to God, to reconcile us with him. Do we need signs and wonders? Do we need miracles? Will miracles change the world? If Lazarus came back from the dead to life, would people believe? If the prophets of old rose and spoke the words of judgment and promise, would the world change? God's promises hold. His word speaks to us directly today as a word of warning and as also a word of promise. He has demonstrated through history, through his covenant history, how faithful he is, and therefore how faithful and trustable his words are given to us, and for our salvation, for us and for our edification, for us and for our growth in our faith, cleansed by the waters of baptism, washed, brought to life, renewed, empowered to see the rainbow in our lives daily, in our walk with him under the cross, suffering, sick, persecuted, often rejected, left unwanted, isolated, but still called, gathered, enlightened, kept in hope, preserved for the future. There is light at the end of the tunnel. The clouds shall pass, the flooding shall cease. Waters of blessing shall shower upon us. In fact, we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. We are signed and sealed. In our heart, on our forehead, by the seal of the cross. Live under him, for him, empowered by his grace, continue to be his witnesses. God grant us with his blessings for Christ's sake. Amen.